Example text. How journalists shape our news picture. How can a journalist's own views and language shape the depiction of an event? How can different use of language affect the message of a news article? In this text, I'll compare two news articles portraying similar incidents to analyse how the journalist's opinions and language shape the articles. Both news articles are reports of a 7-year-old illegally driving a car, although it's not the same child. Article 1 regards the white middle-class child, Preston Johnson, while Article 2 concerns the Afro-American child, Leon James. There's a striking difference in language when comparing the two articles, and this is apparent already in the title. While 7-year-old boy borrows car to get to church is the title of Article 1, the title of Article 2 is 7-year-old joyrider steals grandma's car for fun. The language used in Article 1 is overall more positively loaded and conservative compared to the other article, using words such as borrow instead of steal and 7-year-old boy instead of joyrider. Another example of this is how the journalists ask their questions. In Article 1, Preston is asked whether he was trying to get to church on time, while in Article 2, the journalist asks Leon if he's aware of the consequences of his actions. This theme continues throughout both articles. In terms of content, these two articles are largely contrasting, but similar in structure. Both contain a brief interview with the child as well as with a family member. Journalist 1 does not interview other people than Preston and his parents. Consequently, the situation is only presented from people with biased opinions. Journalist 2 has chosen to include an interview with the police and has laid emphasis on punishment of the crime. The article includes only one perspective, but includes more reputable sources like the police and a more distant family member. The article concludes that Leon is likely to become a criminal due to black men being overrepresented in prison. This could be interpreted as racial bias from the journalist's side, as these statistics are not necessarily relevant. Both articles are equally one-sided, in my opinion, though Article 2 seems more reputable. Combining the language and contents of the articles, we can see how the journalist's views affect the presentation of the news. Article 1 is worded conservatively and tries to portray Preston as innocent. Article 2 is more eager to portray Leon as a criminal. It's apparent that both articles present a heavily biased opinion. The journalist's attitudes are reflected in the way the articles are worded and what content is included. News articles should be as neutral as possible to make it easier for the reader to judge the situation for themselves. It's equally important that the readers are critical to news media to not get affected by bias.